This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Why high-dose oral B12 is the evidence-based dose? No supplement label number raises eyebrows like B12's, 500 micrograms per drop, 20,000 NRV. Read through the lens of most vitamins that looks reckless. Read through B12's actual absorption physiology. It is the textbook rational dose arrived at by clinical trials rather than marketing arithmetic. The explanation is one of nutrition science's most elegant stories, and its punchline is a percentage. 1.2 doors into the body, B12 absorption runs through two entirely different mechanisms. The primary door is the intrinsic factor IF pathway. Stomach acid frees B12 from food proteins, salivary haptocorin escorts it, pancreatic enzymes hand it to intrinsic factor, and the IFB12 complex is absorbed by specific receptors in the terminal ileum. It is efficient and tiny. Receptor capacity saturates at roughly 1.5 to 2 mg per meal. Beyond that, a second door opens, passive diffusion across the intestinal wall, requiring no acid, no intrinsic factor, no receptors, absorbing a fixed 1% of any oral dose, however large. This 1% rule, established in classic isotope studies, is the key that unlocks every dose decision that follows. The arithmetic of 1 cent daily requirement, CLIR 4 mg, EFSA adequate intake. Now run the doses. A 10 mg tablet, 2 mg via IF, if that pathway works, plus 0.1 mg passive, adequate only when everything upstream is healthy. A 500 mg dose, 5 mg via passive diffusion alone, the full daily requirement delivered even if stomach acid is suppressed, intrinsic factor is gone, or the ileum's receptors are compromised. A 1,000-2,000 mg dose, 10-20 mg passively, the range used to treat established deficiency. High-dose oral B12, in other words, is not more is better. It is root engineering. Deliberately using the door that cannot be closed by age, autoimmunity, or acid-suppressing drugs. The trials, oral equals injection for decades, compromised IF pathway patients, pernicious anemia above all, were told injections were their only option. The landmark randomized trial by Kuzminski and colleagues, Blood, 1998, tested that assumption directly. 2,000 micrograms oral B12 daily versus a standard intramuscular injection schedule in deficient patients, including IF-deficient ones. Result: oral treatment matched injections hematologically and neurologically, and at several time points produced higher serum B12 levels. The Cochrane Systematic Review, Vidal-Alabal 2005, and subsequent trials consolidated the verdict. High-dose oral B12 is as effective as intramuscular administration for correcting deficiency. The 1% door, given enough traffic, carries the full load, a conclusion now embedded in clinical guidance across multiple countries. The safety side. Why there is no upper limit, B12 occupies a rare regulatory position. Neither EFSA nor the U.S. Institute of Medicine has set a tolerable upper intake level. After systematic review, no intake threshold associated with harm could be identified. EFSA Journal, 2015. The physiology explains why. Absorption above the IF ceiling is already throttled to 1%. Plasma transport requires binding proteins with finite capacity, and the excess is excreted in urine. Doses of 1,000 to 2,000 grams daily have been used for years in trials without dose-limiting toxicity. 20,000% NRV, therefore, describes distance from a deficiency prevention reference, see our NRV explainer. Not proximity to any danger line. For B12, no such line has been found. The clinical bottom line, B12's absorption ceiling, plus its 1% passive pathway, make high oral doses the engineering solution, not an indulgence. 500 mg delivers a full day's requirement through the door that age, autoimmunity, metformin, and acid suppression cannot close, with trial-proven equivalence to injections and no established upper safety limit. The startling percentage on the label is, for once, the physiology speaking. Diagnosed deficiency and pernicious anemia remain medical conditions. Supplementation supports, but never replaces, their proper management. Primary sources: Kuzminski AM, Del Giacco EJ, Allen RH, Stabler SP, Lindenbaum J. Effective treatment of cobalamin deficiency with oral cobalamin. Blood, 1998, 92, 1191 to 1198. J. Butler CC, Cannings John R. et al. Oral vitamin B12 versus intramuscular vitamin B12 for vitamin B12 deficiency. Cochrane Database Syst Rev, 2005, CD00465, NDA panel. Scientific opinion on dietary reference values for cobalamin vitamin B12, EFSA Journal, 2015, 4-150. R. How I treat cobalamin vitamin B12 deficiency. Blood, 2008, Wuthen 12, 2214-2221. R. Allen LH, Bjorka Monson AL, et al., vitamin B12 deficiency, Nat Rev Dis Primers, 2017, 374, information on nutrient physiology, not medical advice. Suspected or diagnosed B12 deficiency and pernicious anemia in particular require physician-led diagnosis and management.